This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There was one incident, and I'm kind of nervous because I'm about to reveal something that I did not confess to anyone.
Hey, we're the Personality Hires, and some of you might already know us for personalities because we all met at work.
Whether you're working from home
or stuck in the office with that coworker you hate,
we make your 9-to-5 worth getting out of bed for.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Personality Hires. This is your favorite coworker's favorite podcast, and I'm joined by my favorite coworkers or favorite ex-coworkers. I'm here with Jackson.
That's me.
I'm also here with Rebecca.
Hi, I'm the one with the speech impediment.
You do not have a speech impediment.
I do sometimes. If I get like really, it's like an accent, like your country dad gets more country when he's mad. It's like the angrier I get or the more tired I get, I'll start sounding like I've knocked back a few.
Well, that's good considering you're sober. You need to sound a little drunk every now and then. And I'm here with Mikey as well.
Hi, I'm Mikey. I've been knocking back a few and I've been grieving at a funeral all day. Hello.
Oh, Mikey, are you okay?
I'm good.
Drinking was that a deflection? I'm good, or are you actually good?
No, I'm good, and I'm drinking wine.
Is this your great banter you pitched us on before we started recording this episode?
It's not. The great banter, if you have to hype it up a little bit more than it is that Abby reaches out to me and says, "Hey, you want to make a quick $50, little boy?" And I say, "Yeah, sure, I do." And then she says, "I have a couch that I need to bring to the podcast studio. Can you help me?" I say, "Yeah." She says, "It's small." She says, "It's 60 inches, 70 inches?
It's 78 inches long and
78.
Like 38.
You said 70 whenever you texted me, just so you know. That's pretty long.
I said 80. I said 80 inches.
Oh, yeah, you might have.
It was 78 inches long and 30 inches tall. And it's like a beanbag couch. It's literally like a child's playroom couch.
It's pretty large for a normal car, based on all the dimensions, but I've pulled all my strings and got my cousin's truck for tomorrow to go pick it up. But I told her, "Hey, this is for our podcast. Don't worry about paying me. We're in this together. We're trying to work together." I got to thinking about it, and then I got her to send me the picture of the dimensions. It's a pink couch. It's 100% for her other podcast.
It is, but I mean, we're also bringing...
You withheld that information. You're paying me $50 tomorrow, 100%.
I will gladly pay you $50. But in my defense, I also have lighting that we will be using for the Personality Hires podcast. So it's not a complete omission of the truth.
But come on.
We are bringing...
It's a little convenient.
Come on.
He's the one. Listen, I was going to pay him no matter what. And he's like, well, you don't need to pay me for this. And I was like,
but
all right.
Because I said, because it's for our podcast. And you never said, no, this is for my podcast. You said nothing. You said, all right, see you on Wednesday or whatever.
Can I also get a little credit for securing us a free podcast studio as well? Where's my thanks for that?
All right, I'll pay you $50.
You don't need to pay me anything. Literally, it's going to take us 30 minutes. We're going to go to FedEx at 3:30, and we're going to literally drop this couch off by 4:15. It's going to be fine.
I'll pay you rent for the studio to not have to say thank you.
This is Rebecca clocking in. Guess who has two thumbs and had to get another biopsy?
Well, I have two thumbs, so could it also be me?
It certainly could be. It could be any of us. I had to get another biopsy. At this point, I'm like an expert of getting chunks just like cut out of me.
Rebecca, think about how skinny you're going to be by the time you get like your 800th biopsy.
They're just taking away chunks of you every time.
just like a way to get around getting lipo. They're just constantly sucking stuff out of you.
Honestly. No, I went
in. Think about how great you're going to look by summer.
God. I have sections that I would like to carve. I need to find a sculptor to get me in there. But no, I went for an appointment last week, just like a routine appointment. And I have terrible OCD and I'm not allowed to look in my mouth anymore because every time I do, I find something new that I'm like, okay, that has to get checked out. And my PA, who I'm in constant contact with, is like basically going to get a restraining order on me because of how much I've like reached out to her. But I went for an appointment and it was like before Thanksgiving. And I was just like, okay, there's this weird thing in my mouth. I'm not really that concerned about it, but take a look at it. Will you tell me what you think? And she took a look at it and she was like,
did she say, first of all, step away from your boyfriend?
She was like, oh
my
I'm like,
my God. That's good, actually.
She did something a little different, which was usually she looks at it and she's like, yep, that's fine. Moving on. Wait until next time. But this time she was like, all right, well, it's been there for a minute. So might as well get a biopsy. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Right before Thanksgiving, when I'm supposed to go to Chattanooga with my boyfriend and have a good time. And now I have to wait for more fucking test results. I already got a biopsy like 3 weeks ago. This is so miserable. So I had to wait for that to happen. And I had to wait a weekend. And finally, I got the test results on Monday. And I'm always so afraid to look at it myself because it's always like clinical jargon and you don't know what they're actually saying. So I get the results and it's like 7 p.m. And I'm like, my PA's not going to call me because it's 7 p.m. I'm not going to text her during dinner. So I look at it and immediately I'm like, what the hell am I reading? This is the craziest thing I've ever read. So I go to my good friend, Google AI, and I copy and paste a word into Google, and it says that I have lymphoma and I have cancer.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're doing the thing that, like, you're not supposed to do when you get these kind of results.
What am I supposed to do? You're supposed to Google it. I'm trying to figure out what the hell this person is
saying.
Also, don't
they usually call you with results?
No, in Georgia, the law is you get the results the same time your doctor does, the same exact second.
First of all, you made a huge mistake here. You should put in your results to ChatGPT.
Honestly, you're not wrong because that would have been a lot smarter. So I fall to the floor. I'm like, oh my fucking God, I have cancer. I can't eat turkey. I have cancer. I have cancer again. And then I'm reading through it and I'm parsing it line by line and I'm sending it to my sister's boyfriend who's a biologist and he's saying, this is saying that you don't have cancer. And I go back to Google and I realize that AI took the word that I had Googled, which was like lymphocyte, and it had added the word lymphoma, which was saying lymphocytic lymphoma is a slow type of growing like cancer. It added the word cancer. AI is coming for me. And so fuck all clankers.
All right. With the salty language, Rebecca, come on.
Not the hard R.
Coming for me. And I'm so mad. But yeah, it was benign. So still cancer free, everyone.
Yay! Can you not eat turkey with cancer?
Yeah, is turkey like a carcinogen that I didn't know about?
No, I was just like, I can't go eat turkey knowing I have cancer. That was like my first thought. for some reason, I was like, I can't like sit around and like eat a turkey. That's not going to happen. But I am still cancer free, still clear skin, still benign. So I ate turkey, even though the robots tried to make me think I was going to die.
Fuck the robots.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, that's Rebecca. My that's story. Fantastic news.
Did anybody have a more eventful Thanksgiving than Rebecca thinking she had cancer again? Anyone?
I did. Borderline did. But Mikey, I want you to go first.
Okay. Mine was really big. I was at my girlfriend's house cooking the gravy for the whole family, extended family. The, not spatula, what's that called? A whisk? A wisp?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which one?
Whisk with a K?
Whisk. The whisk falls out of the pot onto the ground. I put it back in the pot. Everybody freaked out. Turns out you're supposed to wash it off first. Everyone was mad at me, and I made them swear, do not tell your parents, I will be in trouble. And that's about the extent of it.
So everyone ate floor gravy?
Yep, and they still don't know it until maybe they hear this.
That's disgusting.
Every now and then I see like some trash pile up at my apartment. I go, am I the most disgusting human alive? And then I get on this podcast and I go, I'm good. I'm cruising.
Just wait until you hear Mikey and I's bonus episode.
Oh, my God. What did you guys talk about?
It went out 2 days ago. And a little sneak peek for you. You guys are going to have to narrate this. Da, 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 da.
Whoa! That looks so much better.
Yeah. Ah. Guess what? The wart is still there. If you want to know the backstory, go listen to our episode.
Mikey had the most traumatizing hands. I thought about your knuckles for at least 3 to 4 business days after our Friendsgiving. I was horrified.
I was only worried that you weren't going to take your antibiotics right in on time and like die.
I did stop taking my antibiotics and I'm not sure what the consequences are.
Not good. You're not supposed to do that.
You're alive today, so I think you're past it.
No,
but my arm was really hurting, like my whole arm.
One of the dangers of not taking your full round of antibiotics is you can get resistance to antibiotics.
That, but it's every 6 hours. I can't wake up at 2 in the night every night. It's whatever. But guys, let's move on. Enough about me. What's going on with y'all?
My Thanksgiving was actually delightfully uneventful because normally there's some kind of family drama, but it was great. I literally showed up, had a couple glasses of wine, ate some turkey, some bread, headed home. It was great. But what was a little bit more eventful was I went to my alma mater on Saturday for that UFFSU game. I was so excited because my best friend from college still lives there and I was going to hang out with her and her boyfriend. And when I get there, she's like, oh, I've got like a contact dermatitis thing happening from shaving my face because like girls will shave their face so your makeup applies smoother. I'm like, oh my God, that sucks. Yeah. And then all of a sudden her boyfriend a couple hours later goes, oh yeah, we've all got hand, foot, mouth disease.
Oh my God, I've had that.
Oh no.
I've had that.
I looked at them and I was like, nobody thought to give me a heads up.
Oh, that's like mega contagious.
I'm in job interviews. I have to go to Scotland next week. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do if I get hand, foot, mouth disease. Nobody's going to want to hang out with me. And I've got a lot of stuff to do. Could this not have happened 3 weeks ago when nobody was looking at me? I'm panicking and I keep Googling. So I kind of did the same thing Rebecca did where I go to Google. I go to Dr. GPT and I go, what are some natural antivirals to slow down the progression of whatever the heck I might be catching? And I found out that raw garlic is a natural antiviral. So I have just been mainlining cloves of garlic.
No way.
For days. The second I got home, I went to Whole Foods. I got those cloves of garlic. And I've just been eating them nonstop. And it is violent. When you eat raw garlic, it's not like a fun, haha, mamma mia, buca de pepo time. And it's just like eating garlic bread. That stuff is powerful. My mouth is on fire. I'm like, if this doesn't kill the virus, it might kill me.
Your apartment probably smells so bad. I bet you're sweating garlic right now.
I am so fragrant right now. I'm terrified to go in public. Maybe it'll repulse any men with ill intentions while I'm solo traveling next week.
I was thinking that hands, foot, and mouth disease sounds like a very Scottish just like disease. It sounds like a condition that Scottish people, Scots, have.
Do it in the accent, Rebecca.
Hand, foot, and mouth disease.
I don't even know. This is a weird Australian situation.
I got hand and foot.
We keep calling it head, shoulders, knees, and toes disease.
It sounds like a drink you can get at the pub.
A hand, foot, and mouth job.
Oh,
God. I'm 99% sure I had hoof and mouth disease. Is that a thing?
Sure.
Were you a lot of goats?
Can
hoof and mouth
look it
disease?
Up? I'm pretty sure I had hoof and mouth. If it's not hoof and mouth, then I had hand and foot and mouth.
This is a real thing. Okay. It affects cloven hoofed animals like cattle, sheep, and pigs.
Mikey's well, and little boys.
Little boy. Mikey, what were we doing at the school field trip to the petting zoo?
You had hand, in, foot, and mouth.
No, I definitely had hoof and mouth disease. I was in Arkansas, and I was younger than puberty, and I broke out in acne everywhere. It was crazy.
It is different from hand, foot, and mouth disease, which is a different viral illness that affects humans, primarily young children.
Wait, oh, so there's no way that I can get hoof and mouth?
No, hoof and mouth
I swear
disease
I had it.
It's cloven-hooved animals.
This is also the same guy who thought the word ornament was spelled with a D, ornaments.
Ornament.
So I'm going to go with hand, foot, and mouth disease.
I've been hearing this all year. Not a single person I've ever heard says ornament. Everyone says ornament.
No, they don't.
All three of you say it in a line, starting with Rebecca, going to Jackson, ending with Abby.
Or ornament.
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 None of that was real. You're all faking it. That's not
we're
how
not
you say
gaslighting
it.
You, I swear.
We're really not.
That's not real.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Jackson, are you going to share your Thanksgiving shenanigans?
Well, first I want to hear from Rebecca. I know we kind of walked over your actual Thanksgiving experience because of the great news that we heard about you being free and clear. But you were stressed before going to this Thanksgiving with your boyfriend
yes.
and his family. Did it go well?
I was very stressed because it was a whole house at Thanksgiving at my boyfriend's grandma's home. It was every cousin, a bunch of aunts and uncles, his mom, sister, boyfriend, his brother. It was like everybody there. And I was a little nervous because I thought that they might be a little more religious than I'm used to for Thanksgiving. Turns out that didn't happen. It was totally fine. We said one prayer that they did not ask me to lead, thank God. So all the practice last week was for naught, but it was really fun. I had a good time.
What'd you bring? What was the gift?
I brought 2 loaves of chocolate chip pumpkin bread that I made.
Ooh.
And dangerous. It was a hit. They loved it because I make really good chocolate chip pumpkin bread, very moist. Ugh. It was great. You love it. Mikey, you love my chocolate chip pumpkin bread. You would eat it up. It was gone like the first night. It was amazing. And we weren't allowed to sleep in the same bed, my boyfriend and I, but they still put us in like the foyer together. Like I slept on the air mattress and he slept on the couch. So we kind of just like held hands like we're on the Titanic.
What?
I was on the door and he was like in the ocean and we like held hands as we fell asleep. It was really nice.
That's so funny. They were so worried about you guys fucking under the same roof that they had you in an open door policy. They're like, we're putting you in the hallway. So if something occurs, we're aware.
Not even joking. Like right in front of the stairs, right in front of the door, just like open foyer, sleeping right there, which was only difficult. It was comfortable, but only difficult because everyone, well, not everyone, but most of the older people woke up very, very early and did not give a hoot how loud they were in the kitchen. So I woke up when everybody else woke up and I like to sleep in. That's kind of...
That was the thing. We were going to sleep at my girlfriend's house, but if you sleep in the living room or in the foyer, wherever you found that word, France, someone is always up earlier than you, and then you feel like a complete bum. Yes or no?
If I'm visiting with someone, like, okay, I was visiting my boyfriend's family, I try to wake up at the same time as the person I'm visiting. So I was like, okay, boyfriend, you wake up earlier than me. When you wake up, wake me up, and then we're good to go. That always feels like the rule for me.
That's
it's like when
assumption.
You're at a sleepover and you're watching like your friends still sleeping and you're like, wake up because you can't get up before them. That's what it feels like.
That's good. I think that's a safe assumption.
Okay, so meeting everyone, great. Everyone was lovely. Everyone was fine. They taught me card games. I taught them card games. We're playing games. We're eating food. Great Thanksgiving food, by the way. Really good turkey. And I've never had that before. There was one incident and I'm kind of nervous because I'm about to reveal something that I did not confess to anyone. On the second day that I was there, I heard the aunt and uncle say something about the toilet. They said something like, oh, when you flush the toilet, there's like kind of like a weird little thing happening. And I didn't really hear what they said, but I like kind of noted in my head that they said something about the toilet. And I just had breakfast and it was running through me. Oh, I had to go potty.
I was going to guess this. This was going to be my guess, but I didn't want to interrupt. But yes, I knew where you were going.
So I went upstairs when everyone was occupied and I thought I had some private time because I have been having some tummy issues lately. Ooh. I have some tummy problems and my tummy was in trouble at the moment. So I do my business and it's not pretty. And I flush the toilet and immediately the bathroom floods.
No! No!
Like actually water onto the floor flooding?
The water is coming through the base of the toilet and it is leaking into the downstairs ceiling.
Oh my God.
What?
So I...
This is my nightmare.
Oh my God. Am like, okay, I'm gonna wash my hands and I'm gonna leave and I'm gonna run. So I run because everyone's outside. I go and like pretend that I'm doing something else. I feel bad. I go back to like survey the damage and I go close the door. And then the aunt knocks on the door and is like, Rebecca, Rebecca, Rebecca. And I'm like, yes. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Just like, don't use the toilet. We just learned that it's leaking into the ceiling. So I'm like, oh, good. Thank you. Good to know. I'm sorry about that. Like, I won't use this toilet. And I got off totally scot-free. No one knows it was me that blew up the family toilet.
So many questions. Jackson,
oh,
you start.
Oh, my God. Wait, hang on. Is the toilet leaking your dirty water?
When the plumber came, they said that it wasn't. They said it was just like, it was just normal water. Like, it's not dirty. But, like, the stain that was, like, left in the ceiling of the kitchen was brown. So,
no
I don't
way.
Know. It was.
Okay. Hey, Rebecca, you really left your mark on his family.
I
blew it the F up, and I totally came off scot-free, unless the aunt might have had an inclination, but I really don't think she did. I think I got away with it.
My question
next, yeah, go ahead.
So you're saying like water is running over your shoes? Is it that kind of flood?
No, it wasn't that bad. It was like, that's why I ran away, because I was like, oh, there's just like water slightly pooling
on the floor.
The base. Yes, on the floor, but it wasn't that much. So when I went downstairs to go like later, and I see the stain and like the water pooling in the ceiling, that's when I realized, okay, this is actually a way bigger deal than I thought. So they called a plumber, and they had to turn the water off for like 5 hours. So we're all kind of like stuck there, and he allowed us 2 flushes. And I drink a lot of water, but I can't use one of the flushes. So I went to go pee, and I peed, and I was like, heads up, I didn't use the flush. My pee is in there, but I hope it's not too offensive to your eyes.
They only have 1 toilet?
No, they had to turn off the entire house's water.
Oh, okay.
Didn't matter where it was.
That should have been your first, absolute first move, was to turn the water off in the toilet whenever you saw the water congregating.
I don't know where that is.
What? It's a little dial down at the bottom.
The little, like, it's like a silver twisty, like a twisty thing.
Well, that would have been great in hindsight, but I have no idea what that is. And I just left like a coward. I ran away as fast as I could.
Wait,
follow up.
My biggest thing here is that if I'm in this situation, I'm horrifically embarrassed, obviously. But the first thing that I do is I pull my partner aside and I say, here's the situation. I don't know what happened. I don't think I did anything wrong, but something happened. And I'm very upfront about that. And
none of that.
In my head, if my fiance came to me saying that this happened, I'm going downstairs and I'm telling somebody, but I'm taking the fall for it, you know?
Listen, I already broke their toilet with my disgusting poop. So I didn't want to also face the indignity of having to go and talk to my boyfriend or anyone and tell them that there was toilet trouble while I'm wearing a giant t-shirt with a shih tzu on it.
Abby, what is your move here if this happens to you?
I'm personally getting in my car, driving away, and never speaking to my boyfriend again. I mean, the irony of you wearing a shirt with a shih tzu on it really is just the cherry on top here, because you were wearing a shih tzu while taking a shit's poo.
Shit's poo. Shit kind of covers that.
You were taking
that,
a shit too.
Yeah.
For me, this is a breakupable offense, but not me breaking up with me. It's I'm breaking up with this entire situation.
Listen, I got off scot-free. No one knows it was me. I have no regret.
Your boyfriend at this point has no idea.
No clue.
Oh my God. Rebecca, you might have just gained 100 respect points in my book. That is incredible.
We're not promoting this. That's a scumbag move.
It's a scumbag move because you damaged their house. But for you to get off without having to face that embarrassment, honestly, I'm proud of you.
No,
but
you have to own up to some things in this life, and that is one of them.
It would have been ideal if the toilet would have just like flooded to the top, but like not gone over or damaged anything. You might have to mail him a check. That might be the right thing to do from an anonymous source or something, but you got away with it. Proud of you. Good job.
Thank you, Mikey. Here's the thing. It was going to happen no matter what. Someone was going to use that bathroom. It was the designated poop bathroom because it was just like, it was isolated. It was away. Nobody knew this was happening. So the next person was going to blow up the toilet. And then in that same span of time, tell grandma and have to call the plumber. So, you know, it had to be me, and I will take that. You know, I take that accountability.
I will take the non-accountable accountability of not being accountable for any of my actions.
Zero accountability. Listen, I didn't do it on purpose. This is
sounds like it's the fault of whatever coffee you consumed right before you left that massive load in the toilet that destroyed their family home. Yeah. You should sue Folgers for this.
I'm going to sue Folgers in their incest commercial that they play every holiday that appeals to me and makes me drink their coffee.
What is that? What are you talking about?
And why does it appeal to you?
It's something we don't understand.
You've never seen the incest Folgers coffee commercial that comes out every Christmas? Or it doesn't come out. It came out during Christmas.
What, last year?
No, if you haven't seen it, just Google incest Folgers coffee commercial and you will have a time. It's a treat.
The brother and the sister have too much sexual chemistry. It's one of those things where it's like, why did you cast these two specifically?
It's like these two commercial actors were for sure fucking off screen, and now it is abundantly clear when you're supposed to play siblings.
Yes, exactly. It's just written a little seductively. It's a little too romantic for a sibling relationship, and I invite everyone to watch it.
That's awesome though, Rebecca. That's sick.
Yeah, I left them a little gift. I brought them chocolate chip pumpkin bread and fat plumber fee.
Yeah, whatever. Let's move on.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Any other tales of woe to share?
I have a tale of woe.
Okay.
So Thanksgiving for me, similar to how it feels like, Rebecca, your boyfriend's family treats it. Thanksgiving for us is a big deal. It's all of our family comes into town. I've got a really big family on both sides of my family, but Thanksgiving spent with my dad's side. And as we've grown older and we don't take as many trips together or really at all, this has been more of like a family reunion for us. So it's a time for everyone to get together because not everyone lives like here in the Atlanta area, right? So this particular Thanksgiving time was a bit more chaotic in terms of like going places and like having to go back and forth between like aunts and uncles' houses and my parents' house and things like that. And that's mainly because my grandmother passed earlier this year, and when we were kind of considering doing a memorial service or something, everyone was like, well, we're already going to see each other in a couple months for Thanksgiving, so maybe we just like kind of push that off till the holiday when we're all already going to be there together. Make sense? And yes. Also bear in mind that my grandfather, also on the same side, passed the November prior. Okay. So this is two kind of fresh-ish deaths in our family within the last 12 months. Sad, I know, upsetting, but we're all there to celebrate their lives. So on Friday, we had this big memorial service at this place in the morning where, you know, children and everyone could come up and talk, like my aunts and uncles could speak on her life. And we're just doing this very nice gesture for her. And we had a lot of sort of different ways of celebrating her life throughout the week, because that was sort of like the main focus of this Thanksgiving of us all together. This all culminated, however, in the fact that both my grandfather and my grandma got cremated, okay? And so one of the big things that we were all doing, or going to do for this trip, was we were all going to take part in spreading their ashes, okay? Have any of you guys ever felt what it's like to hold someone's cremated ashes?
No, I came close this weekend, but I did not.
You decided against it?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Like, no? what are you feeling?
Well, like, there's a box that has a bag in it, which has the ashes in it. Have you ever, like, held the box before?
No.
I have, but I don't remember, really. I did with my mama, I remember. We all, like, held the ashes before we, like, spread them somewhere.
Yeah. So, first thing that I noticed, incredibly heavy. Weirdly, oddly heavy. Kind of shockingly heavy.
I mean, it's
how
a person.
Heavy?
I mean, probably this little box was like over 10 pounds. Like, you don't expect that.
I was thinking about this today. Do you think if it's a 300-pound person versus a 100-pound person, do you think that the ashes are going to be way different?
I think maybe a little bit, but I'm almost certain that the majority of what's left over in the ash is just what the bone that's left over. And so that's generally pretty consistent. But I will say, my grandmother was very sick by the time that she passed, and so her body was, like, extremely frail. So hers were, like, half the size of my grandfather's.
In amount or in weight?
I think both.
Okay.
I didn't really take that good of a look. Again, these are, like, covered in boxes, okay? And so my grandfather, I have to be careful here because I don't want to, like, give this fully away, but my grandfather had a request of where he wanted his ashes spread, and it was in this place up in, like, North Georgia-ish, right? At this place that we always used to go hiking at, and it was, like, meant a lot to him. So that was his request, and then my grandma wanted hers also alongside of his. Cool. So we decide to take the trek on Saturday to go spread their ashes. And everyone's piles into a bunch of cars, and we make the drive up there. And on the drive, I do a little Googling and realize that there are some odd laws around where you can legally spread someone's ashes, which I had no idea about. Did you guys know this?
This is like a well-known thing, because I always thought it was weird that people were so open that the other radio host in our company said that he spread his mom's ashes at Disney World. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that can get you banned from Disney.
Well, I know that Disney has specifically made public statements saying not to do that, because that's such a common occurrence of people bringing ashes and releasing them out on, like, It's a Small World or whatever.
Yeah, what? It's a biohazard. I also can't think of a worse place to spend eternity than the interior of It's a Small World.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad.
I've heard they do it so much in the Haunted Mansion that they have a code word that you can hear on the speakers whenever it happens, and they have to clean up the ashes.
Whoa. I just thought of something. I want to be spread in a water treatment center.
Why?
Okay, is that, I don't know, everyone has to drink me after? So I thought that was funny. Whatever.
So that you can leak through Rebecca's boyfriend's grandma's house's ceiling?
Exactly. There we go.
Like,
we got there.
My ass is at the Chattanooga family home.
So anyway.
My crap's already spread there.
There are laws around, even if you're crossing state lines, you have to, like, get permission from someone and, like, have all this paperwork ready. Or if you fly with them, it's, like, this whole thing. And I'm like, who cares? It's ashes, right? Like why would that matter? But again, there's a lot of rules around this. And so this area that we're going, we're all now keenly aware that this is not allowed, but we're still going to do it anyway because this was his wish. And what harm could it do, right?
100%.
So we make our way up to this, like, big sort of park area where there's this flowing river that leads to some like cascading falls and rapids and whatever. We're like, this is it. And when we get up there, it's freezing cold and we're not expecting anyone to be there. It's packed. There's like a ton of people around because this is like a well-known like hiking trail. So we all gather around two sides of this flowing stream, and my dad and his siblings, who's all there, are holding their parents, begin to like release the ashes, right?
Okay.
And at first, the water that they're at is like not moving super fast, but then like a little bit downstream is where it's starting to like move a little bit quicker. So at first they start like sprinkling some out there, and the ash is like this whitish gray color in this very clear stream.
Does it look like a campfire ash? Does it look like finely grained powder? What is it?
Yeah, imagine like the leftover ash from a campfire, except like all very consistent in its like texture size and color.
Okay,
like
gotcha.
Very, very fine powder almost.
Gotcha.
But when it's all together in the bag, it's like it's like all like in a solid block almost.
Okay.
So they're taking it out and they're starting to spread it. There's like 20 plus of us up there. And we're trying not to cause too much attention, but just all of us standing around is obviously causing attention. So the first little bits that they throw out doesn't flow down the stream and float at the top and go down. It just sinks to the bottom. And there's like this cloudy gray patch that's just there. And so my mom's like getting like all antsy, like noting that there's like people around us, and is like, further down, like where the water's flowing a little bit faster. So they're like slowly kind of like throwing some out. My aunt is like throwing it a little bit and is just coating my dad's sleeve in ashes. And I'm like, this is like out of a sitcom. And I'm like kind of laughing, but also like, come on, guys, like speed this up, because it's a huge bag of ashes that they're spraying around.
Another question. Is this specifically your grandma or your grandpa, or are they mixed now?
They are in two separate bags, but inevitably they're being mixed as this is being thrown into the water.
Gotcha.
And so they listen and they start like kind of going down a little bit to where like the water's rushing a little bit faster. And my aunt's like trying to, my dad has poured like a good portion of this. It's no longer sprinkling at this point. It's just grabbing the back and like dumping it into the water. And my aunt is trying to like finagle her way and like move around him. And she steps like ankle deep into the water that is just pooled with ashes. So like her whole sock and shoe are just full of this freezing water in these ashes, and I'm like, I can't even get myself to like look at them because I'm like getting embarrassed. And there's a guy that's like kind of watching us like up the stream, and I'm like, come on guys, like hurry it the fuck up. As they're dumping the ashes, I'm telling you, the entire stream changes colors completely. It is no longer this clear, peaceful, like, stream. It is totally chalk white now.
Oh, no.
As it's going down. And then at this point, my dad is sort of realizing, and his siblings are sort of realizing that, like, we need to speed this up. So my dad basically just takes it and just dumps the whole rest of it out in there. And then we were like, all right, time to pack up and go. And we just left it like that.
He throws the plastic bag in the water. Definitely an ecosystem died, but I think it's worth it. I think that's good. I would like to be a part of that.
You know, I think that, well, hopefully we didn't really ruin anything. And fortunately, it was a very cold day, so nobody downstream should have been like swimming in the water or anything.
Oh my God.
But it felt like a comedy bit the way that the whole thing was going.
Yeah, it sounds like your grandparents weren't ready to let go. They're like, no, let us stay with you.
You think so? You think that was their way of telling us that they wanted to stick around?
Yeah, he's like clinging on to your dad's shirt, and then he's in like your aunt's sock.
I don't know. It sounds like you ruined a family's traditional Thanksgiving cold plunge with eco-terrorism.
This was on Saturday. It's okay.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think I have any sources for this, but I think humans are pretty good, like, fertilizers. You might have made an ecosystem sprawl. What's the word?
No, that's a this is a biohazard.
No, I think that's good.
I can't imagine that it's positive. Like, not like a clean thing or whatever, but we went to like this big lodge afterwards and ate lunch there. And then when we were heading back down to the parking lot, I was like, there's going to be 8 cops here just waiting for us down
that's
here.
That's awesome. Because
there's, someone had to have told on us.
No, I don't think it's definitely not bad for the environment. I think people are just antsy about remains and, you know, how close in contact a person can get with them in general, especially if you're not aware of it.
I totally get that. And for anyone who wants to come at me in whatever comment section that we may have, listen here. This was my grandfather's wish. This was his request. There was nothing that was going to stop our family from making this happen and getting it done. I think if cops showed up, someone would have just finish the job and dump the rest in right then and there just to make sure that it was all complete and done.
Preach,
and so
brother.
I stand by it.
No, I think that's
agree.
Cool. I think it's a good send off for sure.
I know. I felt good about it afterwards, but in the moment I could feel the panic going through me and my cousins as we watched this circus show go on.
Someone smarter than us will inevitably message and say, either you did something terrible, you did something fine, whatever they say, it's what they wanted. My grandpa wanted Sweet Dreams Were Made of You or whatever. You know that song? It was like, Sweet Dreams Are Made of You. Yeah. And it's like along with all these like old like Frank Sinatra songs, he wanted that. We played it. You got to do what they say.
You've got to make it happen. I will say that when we came back from lunch, we went and checked the water. Still completely milky, cloudy.
Don't say that. Don't even say that. You should say it cleared up. It was crystal blue. It was shining. It was like their souls were shining through the water. You don't say that, Jackson.
My aunt was walking over towards it, and I was like, it's okay. It's supposed to rain tomorrow.
They live here now.
Yeah, this is where they reside now.
Aww.
Actually, you know what? Someone smarter than us, reach out. Tell us what we did. Don't say it to Jackson. Say it to me, and then I'll tell Jackson it was really good, regardless of what you say.
Or you can just send us an email at personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com or DM us at personalityhirespodcast on Instagram.
And you know what? While you're doing that, why don't you stop by Spotify or Apple and leave us a review?
It would mean a lot to us, but be nice about it.
And give me
tell
a
me
kiss.
What you would have done. Tell me what you would have done. Tell me what I did wrong.
Tell me we're not bad people.
This is your homework for all the people listening. Please send us an email with the answers to these questions. A, did Rebecca destroy her boyfriend's family home in Chattanooga? B, did Jackson do something wrong with his entire family by leaving a biohazard in the North Georgia mountains and probably leaving his grandparents at some kind of Indian burial site and therefore putting a curse on his entire family? And C, did I, in quotations, gyp Mikey by having him help me take our couch to the podcast studio that I procured for us for free?
For not our podcast. And D, did Mikey actually have hoof and mouth disease? Because he really believes he did.
Is that
possible? Who has the most egregious offense?
And E, can garlic get rid of hand, foot, mouth disease?
Wait. Okay,
does Abby
hold on.
Smell bad?
Hold on. Jackson, Rebecca, and me, Mikey, we all did something bad this week. Mine was dropping the gravy thing. Who is most justified? That's actually a good response. Let's put that up as a poll on the Instagram. What do you say, Rebecca?
All right, I'll post it. I'm going to lose. Jackson did a beautiful send off for his grandparents.
People love hating me.
That's true, actually. You like slightly contaminated the gravy, and I blew my boyfriend's grandma's toilet the fuck up.
That's right. Mikey, yours should be the gravy offense.
Garlic.
The gravy offense. That's
Abby
good.
Ate garlic, so she's the worst of us all.
Yeah, is that just disgusting? Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, you guys. You can catch another episode of The Ladies' Room tomorrow with Rebecca and I, or if you want to backtrack and listen to Jackson and Mikey's, what are you guys calling it? Between the urinals. Between the urinals and hear about Mikey's ward adventures. You can check that out from Tuesday.
We talk about more than just the
wards.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Pioneer.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini.
U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.